The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. God bless you all so much for tuning in. God is really doing so much in these days, and so it's really exciting to see what he has in store for us. This week, we're going to be talking about the importance of being instant in season and out of season, which means that as soon as God gives us a directive, we need to act quickly and immediately without hesitation, because if we can act immediately to the word of God, then he can rely on us to go forth and finish his work. And the other thing that we're going to be talking about today is the fact that we cannot lead God. We have to allow God to lead us. It's really easy to get into that habit of doing the thing that we want to do and then asking God to bless it. We'll make the decisions and we'll pray for God to bless us, when in reality, sometimes maybe God would lead us on a different path that would have less trouble, that would be more smooth, that would work out more easily than if we had gone and done our own thing. So we're going to be sharing a sermon a couple weeks ago from Pastor Chris that she shared with us here at Freedom Fellowship Church about this topic. And she opened the sermon with 2 Timothy 4, starting with verse 1 all the way to verse 2. It says, "In the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." So again, that was 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2. So now that you've heard the scripture, with that in mind, let's take a listen to Pastor Chris.
The season that we're in right now, just like the fig tree, that Jesus was hungry. And it's not the season for figs, but he cursed that fig, says, "May you never bear fruit again." And Jesus said that, look at the parable of the fig tree. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, and because we have the Holy Spirit, and God is a tree of life, the Holy Spirit is a tree of life, Jesus is a tree of life, that we have to produce the fruits in season and out of season, right? And those that will do great exploits in these last days, they will know the season or the time that we're in, and they will know what to do. And this is where Freedom Fellowship Church is supposed to be at this time. We have to be in season and out of season. You know, everything that we know, forget about them, because we need to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord in all and of all, in every areas of our life, especially the things you know what to do. Are you getting this? Especially the things that you know what to do, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit. And don't look and don't grab opportunities. You understand what I'm saying? You walk through them and allow God to open them. And there is no such thing as small things. Not in this season. And I know I'm something like a broken record, but this season is just something to behold. It's so exciting. So the things that you're comfortable with, don't be comfortable. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in that area. And besides, you're not supposed to be comfortable. If you're comfortable, even when you're ministering, if you're comfortable, you're going to do the same thing over and over again. There is no room for new things that the Holy Spirit is going to produce. And at the same time, the things that is of God, the instruction and the opportunities that were open to you, and you don't even realize that they're opportunities, because some of them you don't want to do them. Sometimes you just don't have the time, right? And God knows that when you don't have any time for the little things, opportunities that were given to you, the Lord knows that when the blessings manifest, you will not have any time for him. Okay? He knows that. No matter how much we deny it, if you're going to look at the times that everything is going your way, all of a sudden, you don't have any more interest in coming to the service. You're getting late now instead of being early. You're not that hungry anymore. And even if you're here, your mind is someplace else. The blessings becomes an idol. Remember, we always cannot understand why the nations of Israel, after everything that God did to them, and said when they plundered the Egyptian because God caused it, he planned it all along that the 400 years of slavery, they will get repaid. They will have restoration. It is not a transfer of wealth. As far as I'm concerned, it is repayment of unpaid wages, right? It's reparation. But they came with all their gold and silver, and the very first thing that they did with the blessings is they made an idol out of it. Because why? Moses was summoned by God to talk to him for them. It's not for Moses' sake. It is actually for them. But as soon as he was out, they decided that they're going to make a golden calf. Their blessings that God has given them, they made an idol. And we are now going to enter the promised land because of what? We're already here. We're already here because of the prophecy released last Sunday. When are you going to take possession of the promised land that I gave you? And how long are you going to waver between two opinions? How long are you going to straddle between the Babylonian system and God's ways of doing things, God's system? And those are very important because when God posed that question, he meant that there is something big in the offing that he doesn't want us to miss. But they come in small opportunities. Don't ever get comfortable. I don't think that I ever get comfortable with any of the business school, prophetic school, or anything. I don't get comfortable because I'd rather that you will not get comfortable so that you will not do anything over and over again that will become a routine. In the things of the Spirit, it's always fresh. It's always something new. Even though you already preach the same scripture, the same story, it's just like it has a different revelation. For everybody, it affects everybody in a different way. And even if you don't want, and it's like, no, but this is what I know what to do. That's the problem. You need to go to the Holy Spirit. And I said, I confess and profess. I consider that I know nothing so that I will know and will continue to know your power, the resurrection power. The power of the cross, the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the cross. So this is what is going to happen for the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. I don't want anything to be routine. You have to walk the talk and you have to walk in a way that you will prepare everything. And then if the Holy Spirit wants to change it, then we can change it. Are you getting this? But it is important for us to understand that. Same thing with our prayers. When we pray, and I said, it is not the same routine over and over again, as if God has not heard of our prayers, even this morning. That's why we have to listen to others' prayer and come in agreement with them so that you don't have to pray the same prayers again. And this is the one thing that you do not need to do. Okay, the Holy Spirit is perfect. He knows what you need. So when somebody pray for you, don't go afterwards and say, could you pray for this? Could you pray for that? And so then it is something that you're leading the Holy Spirit. You know what? The word of knowledge will come. It will just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And I know it's uncomfortable, but you have to learn how to stop. And you have to learn to move in with the Holy Spirit. If you're uncomfortable, then just go ride with it, even though you don't understand. And I guarantee you, if you have a question afterwards, you're going to hear an instruction or a confirmation or a word from me or for somebody else. Are you getting this? But this is a decision that each and every one of us has to take, that we will count everything, all of our knowledge, nothing, for the sake of knowing Christ and the power of his resurrection. And this has to be every day, even the mundane things that we used to do. If the Holy Spirit will tell you to do something, it doesn't matter. Go ahead and change things and adjust to it. It is a matter of getting used to it, but I guarantee you, it is just like the younger generation, the children in the Bible study. It's just like, yes, we have a schedule, we have a routine, but the things that the Holy Spirit will give, it's so different. It's so different every time, because God doesn't want us to be routine. That's the world system. That's the Babylonian system. It is not the kingdom of God. Look, for example, Jesus. Jesus, his everyday, everything seems to be so routine, and yet it is so profound. And that is supposed to be who we are. We don't have to announce. We don't have to shout. We don't have to get any drama. But once we're there and said we make changes, whether they know it or not, it doesn't matter. And don't run and try to tell and testify about it in an instant. And then things got changed afterwards. Are you getting this? Like, for example, the Lord always leave. And he always pray early in the morning or anything. But he trusted the Holy Spirit to lead him along the way. The Holy Spirit gave Jesus as a son of man instructions and revelations and word of knowledge. Just like when he was walking with his disciples, I guarantee you the Holy Spirit whispered to him and said, you know what? There is a man named Zacchaeus. And said, this is the day that he's going to encounter us. You understand what I'm saying? So as soon as Zacchaeus come down here and I'm going to eat in your house. Did Zacchaeus said, oh my gosh, I don't have nothing in my home. Don't you think the Holy Spirit knew that he was rich and he can take care of things? So Jesus was instant in season and out of season. And because he is so mindful of who he is, he didn't need any recognition from anybody. Because once you are mindful of the Holy Spirit, even the demons will recognize you. You don't need any introduction. You don't need to be loud mouth everywhere you go, quoting scriptures or praying for people, because they will know, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. How did she know that? She heard about Jesus, and what? She was led by the Holy Spirit, because it got Jesus' attention and said, who touched me? I felt the virtue come out of me. Something drew something from me, the anointing. Who touched me? This is something that we need to apply, not just in our services, but in every areas of our lives. We're going to start right now. We're not going to get into a routine. So it is important for us not to get into this routine, and it will become a tradition. Then we are not going to be ready for the Holy Spirit to give us instruction, especially if we want, this is what I wanted to do. And then he said, oh, God wants me to have this because, or else he's not going to tell me. And then the Holy Spirit will withdraw. Then you're on your own. You are your own Lord. Are you getting this? We need to practice by disciplining ourselves not to do anything without asking him first. Are you getting this? Without asking him first. This is important. And just like last Sunday, I prepared, and all of a sudden, he changed it right here. And everybody got blessed. But get comfortable in being uncomfortable and then being led by the Holy Spirit. It's glorious afterwards. Before you knew it, the Holy Spirit will make you look so good, make you sound so good, and make you smart that people think that you are smart. This is important for the transfer of wealth. He's training us to hear and obey without questioning. Oh, is that from the Holy Spirit? Show me a rainbow, Lord. Or trying to make it that it's God's idea wherein you are insisting in your own way. If you've been doing it in the past, don't tell me that today is different. Are you getting this? This is important. We have to follow that we discipline ourselves to follow instruction to the letter without assuming anything, without presumptuousness on our part, because then there will be any room for it. And if you stop hearing from the Holy Spirit, then you went back to your routine. You went back to your old self. You went back to the Babylonian system. Because I guarantee you, every day it's new. There is a new revelation about him every day. So it is not your destination alone, but it is the journey. You do not focus on this transfer of wealth. You do not focus on the profit or the payoff. You focus on the seeds that are being sown every day, which is to get there. Those are the important things. Because in your destination, you know, oh, you have arrived. But in the journey, you will never know the things that you're going to encounter throughout the way. Some are challenges, some are surprises, some are gifts and presents, but it doesn't matter. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of the opportunities that we have is not in the pulpit, it's not when somebody else is watching us, it's when nobody is looking. When I'm in a highway, I pray. The reckless driver, sometimes I pray for the police to get them. Well, there are deadly weapons out there. Other than binding and loosing, and it's like, oh, I thank you, Lord, that that fellow there will get a... And I've seen a lot of results. Are you getting this? So that they will know, so that they will be stopped. And you know how it is when you get into trouble, then somebody will say, I wish somebody would have told me. Then I will not be in the same situation. I wish somebody mentored me. I wish somebody corrected me. I wish my parents disciplined me. I wish I'd known. So a lot of the opportunities that we have, it's when nobody is looking. Those are the best things that we can do. Are you getting this, body of Christ? Because the things that people can see and all these dramatics and performances, they're the Babylonian system. But with Jesus, Jesus never said that, I am the Messiah, until later on when he was asked. Are you the Messiah? And he said, it's just like what you said. That is when he was already arrested. Other than that, no. People drew their own conclusion. Right? The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they drew their conclusion. They don't want him. Because they're losing control of the people. And he's not picking the place. He doesn't have anything. He heals on the Sabbath for crying out loud. And how dare him talk to a woman who had 5 live-in boyfriends. And a Samaritan and all of these things. And even though they cannot replicate his miracles, they still hated him and they plotted to kill him. So you know your real enemies. No matter what you do, they still hate you. Don't try to win them. Let the Holy Spirit take care of it and the angels. Release the angels. Don't try to win them. You're not going to get anybody saved anyway, not unless the Holy Father will send them, and not unless the Holy Spirit will convict them of their sins, they're not going to get saved. That's why we have so many in the church that are not really born again. Hello? They're not convicted of their sins, they just don't want to go to hell. Hello? Well, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will come and he will convict the world of sins. And I'd rather believe the truth, right? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? So when it comes to the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence in every areas of our lives, I'm focusing on that because this is the one that is going to manifest in a big way in our generation, right? The scripture said, you shall know the truth, and the truth can set you free. Am I correct? So you shall know Jesus, and Jesus can set you free. You shall know God's ways of doing things, or Jesus' principles of the kingdom, and then you'll be free from the Babylonian system. And that's where we're coming from. Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the only way to the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence without any sorrow, without any compromise that comes with it. Am I making a lot of sense? Okay, so we are going back to the spontaneity of things And this requires a lot of discipline and a lot of training on all, because it's time to shake the tree again, so that the things that are not from God will fall and the things that are from God will remain. This is in Hebrews 12:27. Once more, the Lord is going to shake heavens and earth, and there will be a lot of shaking, so that the things of God shall remain. So the things of God shall remain with us, and everything else we don't want anyway. If it's from you, if it's from the world, if it's from the enemy, we don't want it. We'd rather come clean and be clean right now. It depends on us whether we're ready. Just get ready, okay? So we're going to start the discipline process. And if you are summoned, the additional instruction for us is 1 Timothy. You be instant in season and out of season. You need to study yourself approved. So you better pray in the Holy Spirit. There's no more routine in this body. We're going to take and allow the Holy Spirit to take us as far as we can go. You heard from the Holy Spirit. You obey the Holy Spirit. When I experienced the Holy Spirit and experienced the Lord, my friends and my family, they're all trying to make me feel guilty. We missed you. What happened to you? Because I skip lunch. I go to MacArthur Park. And I have 1 hour with Jesus there. He'll put me to sleep and then wake me up. It's time for you to work. But while I'm talking and while I'm sleeping, all of a sudden, the issues and the challenges and the problems, especially legal problems that are in my office, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said, you look this one here, this and this and that, and everything is going to be fine. It is so easy that people think that I am so smart. I said, I remembered everything. No, the Holy Spirit remembered everything, not me. He will always make you look smart. He will always make sure that you are set apart above everyone else. He will always bring success and prosperity to you. You don't have to look for it. But you have to be willing to say, I am willing to change everything. I am willing to sacrifice things. And I said, because I know you love me, the only thing that you're going to tell me no is if it's not good for me, or if it's not good or harm somebody else. Other than that, we need to trust God. And the transfer of wealth, influence and affluence, he needs our 100% trust on him. That no matter what, in spite of all your smarts, in spite of all of what you know, in spite of all the facts that are going on, you need to believe and hold on to him.
Amen. Well, I think there's a lot for us to take at heart there. Something that Pastor Chris always says is that it's not just in our weakness that God needs to be made strong, but it's also in the things that we're good at. The things that we know a lot about, the things that we have knowledge on, those are sometimes the hardest things to give to God because we are so sure of what to do. The thing is that if we're so sure of what to do, we close ourselves off from being able to hear from God. And so in everything that we do, including the things that we are good at, the things that we know, the things that we're professionals at, we need to surrender that to God and say, God, this day, what are you going to have me do? This situation, what do you want me to do? And we should do that with every area of our life. So we're entering a season where we're going to need to act to bear fruits in season and out of season, to be instant, to where when God calls us, that we will respond quickly and according to the task that he has given us. So we're about out of time, but I encourage you all to take those words to heart. Before we go, I want to remind you, be sure to visit our website, www.sogmi.org. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. There you'll find previous broadcasts of this radio show. You can download them to your phone. You can share them with other people. And this broadcast that you're listening to right now will be available Monday evening. In addition to that, you can also find where we meet on Sundays. We meet every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at 8419 Callahan Road. And every evening at 7 p.m. We also meet Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Again, that's 8419 Callahan Road. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.